Welcome to Legal Talk with Attorney Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Auto accidents, DUIs, slip and falls, each one can change your life. But the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys at Flesh and Beck Law relieve your legal burden. Whether you need to heal from an injury or protect your future in a criminal matter, the legal team at Flesh and Beck Law is prepared to defend your rights. Now, here's Legal Talk with your host, Scott Whatley, and attorney Kevin Flesh.
Welcome to Legal Talk. My name is Scott Whatley, and we want to thank you for being with us. Each week, our show is brought to you by Flesh and Beck Law, 303-806-8886. It is fleshlawfirm.com. That's F-L-E-S-C-H lawfirm.com. Always good to have Kevin Flesh with us. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
Been busy?
We have been busy. Trials, and we settled a bunch of cases this last 60 days or so as well, but I've been in a few criminal trials, and the practice is as well. We're helping people. It's a really good time for us. We're fully staffed,
right,
which we were having some issues earlier in the year, and got really good staff working really hard for our clients, and that makes the owner of the business really happy, and
sure,
and happy customers. You know, it's like any other business.
I
really look at the customer service aspect of law firms sometime, and I wonder. Other firms, and especially when we get folks that come from other places, like the firms just believe they're entitled to the client's work, and that's not how I look at it. And I think it's so important for us to make sure that we have good touch points with our clients, and that they understand what's going on, and we get really good results. And
right.
You know, this week was a good example of, well, I'll give you an example, because we just finished the case this week. I was supposed to be in trial on a criminal case. It has been going on since 2020, this case. It was a felony case. We went through COVID. We went through all of the jury trials, no jury trials. We finally get to the point where it looks like we're going to go to trial in this case in Denver. Speedy trial was just a couple weeks away, so we were going to have to try this case. And the DA that I've been dealing with the last year on this case, I never see this district attorney in court other than virtually. Never seen her in a courtroom. And we came up to where we thought we were going to trial, and then she's like, well, I want to continue. I don't have witnesses that are available. And we were like, what are you talking about? We've had this case set since August.
That's not my fault.
Right. And then she made a really good offer to my client that basically, as long as he stayed out of trouble for a year, the case would be dismissed. And that's really hard to
sort of... You got to go with that, yeah.
You kind of do. This particular client said, no, I want to go to trial. Yeah, if we were on TV right now, you'd see Scott going, "Are you crazy?" Because it,
wow.
And the conversation I had with the client was, "Listen, this deal, it's all you. You have all the control. All you have to do is stay out of trouble. You're going to do that. You've never had any problems before, and then the case will be dismissed." He said, "No, I'm tired of this case. It's been going on for 2 years, and I want to get it over with." I said, "But you're giving up control to 12 people you don't know,
right,
that, and you may have, you may get convicted. You just don't know what's going to happen with trials, much like elections."
Sure.
But so he said, no, I'm going to be, so we prepped over the weekend and we're ready to go. Tuesday morning, DA filed the motion to dismiss. And the case was dismissed.
Wow.
So it's those sorts of situations in which.
So does that get, does that get
it automatically was sealed? Yep,
the
legal term
like
now.
Never happened?
Yep, the legal term now is sealed.
Okay.
So it was sealed and it's off of his criminal history. But I mean, he was taking
a
significant risk.
That was huge, yeah.
Right? And so it's those sorts of situations where I thought maybe that was what was going to happen. But so listen, she makes the record last week. Her witnesses are in Europe. And judge is like, well, you've known about this since August. Why are they in Europe? Well, they're on vacation. Well, I mean,
again yeah.
You've told them. Evidently, it's not that important for them to be here. And the DA at that point said, well, we may fly them back. I said, okay. So that was on Friday. So we're kind of like, well, they may. So it's possible that they could use the state resources to fly these people back. It was two witnesses. And they could be back by Tuesday. And then I hear nothing from this district attorney all weekend. Monday, nothing. Finally, Monday afternoon, well, we think we're going to dismiss. Of course, she knew that, probably on Friday. But this is sort of how the system is played. So we had prepped. We were ready to go. Tuesday morning, we show up in the courtroom. Nobody's there. She had filed the motion to dismiss, and the court granted it while we were sitting there and then sealed the case. So it's those sorts of cases that you're like, well, it would have been a kind of a fun case to try, but at the same time, it's a much better result. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of risk for the client.
Man.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you never know.
I like the meeting. I go, what is wrong?
Right?
Man, you have no idea.
Well, from a risk-rewards scenario. But he's like, well, I've been putting my life on hold for the last 2 years. He's like, no, I want it done. Mm-hmm. I want it, whatever happens, happens. I want this over with. And in this case, it was a positive result.
Man. Good for him.
Yeah, good for him. It was put a lot of pressure on me, thinking, oh boy, I've got this great offer that probably would resolve the case and save you a lot of money and time and effort and everything else, but turned out to be okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, we're getting to that time of year where our holiday parties and all the different things are upon us.
Yes.
So I thought we'd kind of talk about today the you know, the matter that has changed many people's lives, at least for a short time, and some a lot of times because they haven't been able to get control of it, but just the whole matter of DUI and driving under the influence. So I guess my first question is, if you look back and think back 10 years ago or 15 years ago, about the same number of people, or do you see a bigger increase today in DUIs?
Okay, so yeah, I've been practicing since 1996, and I've always done criminal defense work. I would say, and of course the firm has gotten bigger and we have more people to work on these cases, and we continue to market to the same sort of segment of society. I would say that it's equal to or more that we see. And of course, the population in Colorado has gone up.
Absolutely.
But with the advent of marijuana becoming legal, we see a lot more of the combo alcohol, marijuana in your system sorts of cases. Mm-hmm. Those have definitely gone up significantly because certainly when it first became legal, we had all of these folks come in from other places that said, woo, I love marijuana. Now that it's legal in Colorado, I'm going to live here. But they forgot that there's a real problem with consuming marijuana and driving. In general, folks that are chronic smokers, in other words, they're smoking every day or they're consuming THC every day, they're most likely almost always in a situation where they could be pulled over and said that they're impaired, even though they're probably not. Mm-hmm. Because the way that THC is stored in the body through the fatty cells in your blood, when you get that test done, you're going to have high THC levels. Now, we don't have a specific level like we do with alcohol in Colorado that says, oh, you're at 14 nanograms in your bloodstream. That means you're impaired, like 0.08 BAC, blood alcohol level content in your blood. It's not, we don't have a standard for that because it still hasn't been developed yet. And your consumption of THC and how it affects your body over time is not really been studied well enough because we haven't been legal in enough places to figure out what that is. But there is some guidelines, and the District Attorney's Council definitely has an opinion about what that level should be and what they're willing to prosecute with people for. So, you know, in these situations where you maybe are consuming THC on a regular basis and then you go to a holiday party and you normally don't drink but you had a few drinks at the holiday party and you're driving and you get pulled over for something silly like texting and you're weaving over the roadway or something else just strange happens and then you get pulled over, those scenarios happen all the time during this time of the year because you're normally not consuming the alcohol, you have the regular THC in your system, and if you do a blood test, you're immediately, when they get those results back, the prosecution is going to say that you're impaired, even if you have a low BAC. I've had cases where the blood alcohol level is maybe, remember, for a DWAI, so slightly impaired, versus a DUI, which is substantially impaired, the DWAI is 0.05. Well, that's two drinks for most people in an hour or two. But if you have THC in your system, it only elevates the amount of what the DA thinks that you can prove relating to impairment. And so those sorts of scenarios happen quite often this time of year because people think they're okay, but then they get their blood results back and you're above the legal limit relating to the alcohol just a little bit.
Sure.
And then it makes it difficult to really work out a fair disposition in the case because of your high THC levels.
Right.
So people really need to take into consideration what they're doing when driving, and certainly have a plan. We always talk about this.
Sure.
Have a plan. And what the plan is don't drive. Mm-hmm. If you've consumed any alcohol, the bottom line.
So many options, you know, for
especially
people.
In metro area.
And yeah. Man, a couple hundred bucks for a limo even in is way cheaper than.
Completely agree with you. But we have a lot of folks that's not the scenario.
Sure.
So and that we're not here to, I mean, the easy choice is just have a plan. But that's when it's not. And I'm a really expensive driver after the fact. And I realize that, but we help people through that process a lot. And so what people have to understand is that the levels in which you could be pulled over, first of all, the police have to have a reason to pull you over. They have to have a reasonable suspicion. The easy ones are you've done something wrong in the way of your driving, speeding, you don't have your headlights on. That's one that we see a lot.
I sort of say sometimes, most of the time, it's simple things. Mm-hmm. They're not bouncing off curbs a lot of times.
No, not at all.
You know,
a lot of times it's
sitting at a red light through two or three cycles,
yep.
And they're over here watching.
Correct.
You know, different things like that.
Yeah, and what we really see, especially this time of year, is the police officers that are good at realizing, or they're just good fisher people, mm-hmm. You know, in that they can recognize bad driving, especially late at night, and they can equate that to some sort of reasonable suspicion to pull you over. And normally, if they follow you for any any period of time, they can normally find something that you're going to do wrong that's a violation of the law to pull you over. The other thing is the ready reports, the individuals who call people in that they believe are impaired on the roadway. So that's a good start, too, if the person can give the license plate or what the mm-hmm. description of the vehicle is, and then the driver, the police many times will then be able to find you and then do the same thing, see that you're somehow doing something illegal, pull you over, and then that's when the fun begins for them, because then they start seeing things like indicia of alcohol consumption. So red bloodshot, watery eyes. And we can always argue that you have allergies or that you had something happen and you're crying, lots of things like that, but it's also an indication of alcohol use. The other things that they look at is the smell of alcohol in your breath or on your clothing or right. somewhere in the vehicle. So those are the important things for them for indicia. And then they'll do things once they pull you over. They'll ask you for your license and registration. And by law, they can ask you to do that if you're driving in Colorado. And what they'll then do is watch what it takes you to get those items available to them and hand them to them. So if it looks like you're sort of frustrated in the process of trying to get your license, or you don't know where your insurance and registration is, if you're rummaging around in your vehicle and then you sort of forget why it is that you're doing that, things like that would indicate that you're having trouble with doing two things at once, could be an example of how you're impaired by something. Mm-hmm. So once they have that probable cause, they'll ask you to get out of the car and they'll ask you to do some voluntary roadside maneuvers. Then those voluntary roadside maneuvers are voluntary. You never have to do them. And my advice is you never do them unless you're a situation where you know that you smoke on THC or consume THC on a regular basis. And those voluntary roadside maneuvers can be of benefit to us later in determining that maybe you weren't impaired by anything. Because many times those individuals that don't, let's say they normally you would refuse those roadside right. maneuvers because it's just you don't want to give the evidence to the police officer about your impairment. Many times with folks that are only impaired by THC or the allegation is THC, those physical tasks that you do can be really helpful because of the body camera footage that we see later that shows that you really aren't impaired. Because mm-hmm. almost always, I've only had a few cases over the last 10 or 15 years where the police do those tests and they say that you're fine and they let you go. It doesn't happen very often.
Yeah.
And so they're normally predisposed to believe that you're impaired, that they're just trying to gather evidence. And that evidence is helpful in the THC cases, normally not helpful in the alcohol cases. Mm-hmm. So if you believe you just have alcohol in your system and you don't think that the tests are going to be of any benefit to you, which they normally aren't because they're normally set up to sort of fail you.
Sure.
Never do them, okay? So then you give, then you have the officer has a decision to make. If you don't do the tests, whether or not they have enough to ask you to, they then have to arrest you, and then you have to go and do a chemical test, either breath or blood. I always say, no matter what, the blood test is the best way to go. You have more outs in the sense of either evidence being lost or an argument relating to the process wasn't done correctly, or you have the ability to retest that blood down the road, and that always is of benefit to you. The breath tests, you just don't have as many opportunities to make an argument that defends you relating to the process.
Right. You're listening to Legal Talk with Attorney Kevin Flesch, and discussing the matter of DUIs here during this time of year, especially. Going back to traffic stop, though, if once an officer pulls you over, and if they ask you to step out of the car,
yes,
you have to.
Yeah, you have to. You have a lawful order at that point.
Okay.
The officer believes that you have committed some sort of crime. They're most likely going to be taking you into custody. I know. You know, especially over the last few years, the other thing that people need to understand is that starting in 2023 in particular, that every law enforcement officer in Colorado will be wearing a body-worn camera. And that body-worn camera will be on, and you'll see a light probably on their chest or on their shoulder showing that that camera is working and that everything is being recorded. And so the concerns that people had previously about documenting the stop and, you know, videotaping their own with their own phones and all of that will most likely go away and dissipate, because the legislature also says that if that body-worn camera footage is not available to defense after this event takes place, it's as if it didn't happen, and that evidence will be excluded.
Yes. Wow.
The statute's very clear, starting very soon, that if that body-worn camera footage is not available, then the traffic stop didn't happen, and things didn't occur. I mean, it's going to be a really interesting time. And we've had some litigation relating to this already and gotten really positive results in our defense of individuals where there should have been body camera footage available and there wasn't. And so I think law enforcement agencies realize that very soon that they will have to have this done. And if they don't, then it's going to be as if it never happened. So that's good and bad. I mean, quite frankly, from the standpoint of defense, it's great for me because it clarifies what has taken place with regard to a stop.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to these sorts of body-worn cameras being available to everyone and being used, back in the Stone Ages, 4 years ago, I mean, it's not that long ago where we didn't have any of this footage available.
Oh, no.
And you'd have the reports and you would have a lot of cross-examination about what exactly the officer saw or did. And because normally my client's version of what took place would be very different. Now we have the actual camera footage that will show what exactly took place. And I'll give you an example most recently of a case that I had where my client was in a residential area. He was charged with reckless driving because they said that he was basically peeling out of a driveway and doing some things that sounded pretty reckless.
Okay.
Met with the client. He said, absolutely never happened. Not what is very much blown out of proportion, not taking place, didn't happen the way that they say. We're litigating the case because there wasn't actually footage of what he said or they were saying took place by witnesses. We got Ring video camera footage within the last week that verified what took place was actually what they said took place, and showed it to the client. The client was flabbergasted because that's not what he remembered, because the human brain sometimes doesn't remember things the way that things occur. And that Ring footage is now going to resolve the case for us, because my client will admit evidently it was. I mean, we're not making an argument that it was made up.
Mm-hmm.
He could tell it was his vehicle because you could hear him yelling in the background as well after he stopped and all of these things that occurred. It's just really helpful because then you get to the bottom of what really took place. And so from the standpoint of us moving forward with all of these things, again, it'll be available so the jurors can see. Because I've had cases that we've won with regard to the body-worn camera because the officer will say, well, you didn't really perform these things well. And when you look at them, it looks like you performed them very well.
Mm.
And in those situations, we get a really good result.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, super interesting.
So let's give a few tips here in the last few minutes. So the office party, most of the time, I guess people aren't really having a party at their direct office, but I guess we can approach this a couple of ways. So if you're doing something and there's alcohol there, and or you're the sponsor of something at a restaurant with your office party, it seems like a lot of people have gone to, hey, we give you 2 drink vouchers, mm-hmm. and that's it.
Yeah.
Anything like that. But, I mean, what's just kind of some tips to help businesses when you're kind of sponsoring a party?
Yeah.
We'll just put it like that.
So you're talking about sort of social guest liability and what the business has for responsibility. You know, individuals consume the alcohol on their own, unless they're making an argument that they didn't understand what they were doing, or that they were forced to drink things. You're not going to have any real responsibility,
okay.
except for the people that are serving the alcohol. The individual, so normally it's at a restaurant or a bar or something like that, where the individuals who are providing the alcohol have an obligation to make sure that people aren't over-served while they're there. So from that standpoint, they would be the ones that would have the responsibility, making sure that somebody isn't over-served and completely under the influence,
okay.
in their care. The social, the part of the business offering this sort of thing, most likely there's going to be a very little opportunity for them to have any liability. But as ethical business owners, you've got to take that into consideration. So if you have an office that likes to party, that likes to drink.
And generally you will know that.
Yeah, you'll know that by working with them.
Right.
You have to think about what sort of things you should do to help those individuals. If you know that there are 4 individuals in your office that have a history of over-consuming, well, you may want to make sure that they, not that they do a very good job of planning, but you have a plan for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that when they get into that situation, you have, hey, listen, we're going to get you an Uber. We'll make sure that your car gets back home tomorrow. We'll figure it out tomorrow, but you're not driving.
Yeah.
Those sorts of things where we care about individuals in the workplace,
sure.
and you do the right thing for them, because that's the biggest thing that I think I see with regard to these sorts of scenarios. And then secondarily, that you make sure that everybody understands in the room that we're all adults. You know, and if you have a real concern about everybody over-consuming, then you take everybody's keys beforehand and make sure that everybody has a plan and that you've done something in the way of an ethical way of, mm-hmm. of having these holiday parties so that everybody gets home safe and sound. Because that's the last thing you want to have
sure,
happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I guess that'd kind of be the same thing if you're doing a neighborhood party and you're having something at mm-hmm. your home and you're having neighbors over or friends over.
Yes. I mean, I've had cases where, you know, high school parties where alcohol has shown up and the parents are like, what do we do? Well, you've got to think about what's the legality of you now harboring a bunch of individuals that are intoxicated that shouldn't mm-hmm. be. I mean, there are some, that's a little bit different scenario because they're under the age of majority.
Sure.
But with adults, you don't want to put people in a position where if they have some proclivity to over-consume in those situations, then you want to minimize it. So that's the drink tickets or trying to make sure that you have a good time with
right.
not having too good of a time. Alternatively, in the event that you know that there's going to be an opportunity for people to get a little out of control, then you have some things set up so that they get home safely.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of times, too, I mean, there may be a couple of parties in one night.
Right.
And that's where a lot of this happens.
I mean,
they may be driving 3 or 4 blocks
exactly.
and blow a stop sign in a neighborhood.
That's exactly right. And you just don't want to have any of that
yeah.
sort of things happen. And so if you are going to be, you know, taking part in these sort of situations and you have somebody, same thing, if you have somebody showing up that's maybe pre-partied a little bit and they seem like they're pretty well tuned up before they show up at your door, maybe that's an individual that you say, if you want to come in, mm-hmm. I can't have you drinking. Just because you're already in pretty good shape, and we just think that it would make more sense for you to take into consideration what exactly you're doing, or how did you get here? Can I have your keys immediately? We'll make sure that you get home. We'll make sure that you take care of it, because we care about you enough to,
sure.
to really. And then, you know, those are also scenarios where I've seen individuals who are in the business that they have a conversation with that individual after the fact. I have lots of conversations with folks in the concept of a DUI being alleged against them, having a conversation with, is this an indication that your life's out of control
mm-hmm.
and you need some help with some other things in regards to treatment and maybe something else is going on with you that you really need help to make sure that we get you taken care of in an emotional sense, a mental health issue, or, you know, going through a divorce at home, something like that, then you really do have conversations with them
right.
so that you help them through this process rather than leaving them out to fend for themselves in the legal system. Because that's the last thing that you want to have happen.
I want to spend the last couple of minutes on this because I think this is huge. A lot of people is, and we've talked about it every time we talk about this matter, is let's say you get in your car, you realize you're not fine, and then you pull over in a parking lot. Hey, getting that time of year, it's going to be cold too, okay? So run through that scenario.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've gotten yourself into a situation. You don't have a plan. You're clearly too intoxicated to drive. You're a block away from where you've just been. You realize I should not be driving. And I have these cases every year. I have a handful of these cases. You pull over into a parking lot or somewhere. First of all, you want to be in a place that's conspicuous and out of the way. I know that seems counterintuitive, but somewhere that you're not in the lane of traffic, that you're doing everything legal. You then will, if you decide I can't make it home and I'm not calling an Uber, I'm just going to sleep it off in the car in a parking lot. Do that, but understand that if you're in a parking lot that is being either recorded visually with cameras or that there's some sort of private security or something else, you may get contacted. And if you do, then you don't want to be sitting in the driver's seat of your car. Because in Colorado, unlike a lot of other states, if your car is running and you're in the driver's seat, you're considered driving, even if you're passed out sleeping. That is going to be a DUI. You're going to get charged. So think about that. In the event that it's really cold and you want to keep the heat going in your car, you can't be in the driver's seat. Maybe you're in the passenger. Maybe you're in the back seat. I always recommend that if that's the situation, that you don't have any other plan, you're going to sleep it off, always have a sleeping bag or something in your car so that you don't have to have the car running and you're out of the driver's seat. Put put your car keys away from yourself. Be in a different seat that you can't say that you're in control of the vehicle.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing. Back seat is the best.
Okay.
And keep your keys away from you so that there's no argument. Because when you wake up from a deep sleep and the police are pounding on your window and they're clearly you're impaired, they can say you're not in the driver's seat and you're in control of the vehicle. As long as you're not in control, you're not going to get charged.
Right. Hey, big takeaway from today is have a plan. All right.
Exactly.
We're all going to go places and all that. So just have a plan. Want everybody to be safe, certainly all year around. So, Kevin, again, great information. We'll look forward to next week, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Legal Talk. Again, Attorney Kevin Flesh is ready to help you. Flesh and Beck Law, 303-806-8886. Always a free consultation on any legal matter with Flesh and Beck. And want to thank you for joining us again for Legal Talk. Have a great rest of your day.
Call now for a free consultation with Flesh and Beck Law, 303-806-8886, 303-806-8886, or visit fleshlawfirm.com. That's FLESCH, fleshlawfirm.com. A proven team dedicated to your legal needs.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
Thinking rates are too high to buy a home? Wish they were in the threes or fours? Well, your wait is over. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With a 3-2-1 buy-down, you can now purchase a home at 3.193% first year, 4.913% second, 5.913 the third, and the remaining years at 6.913 with an APR of 6.985. If rates go down, refinance and save even more. On a $400,000 loan, your monthly payment would be over $748 a month less the first year, $511 the second, $262 the third, with a total savings of over $18,000. Before you buy, take AIM, 720-895-0500. 3-to-1 buy-downs available up to 95% loan-to-value. If you're thinking about home ownership, now may be the best time to purchase. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Own your new home and save thousands in payments. That's 720-895-0500. 80% LTV, 30-year fixed, 6.985% APR, 740 FICO, primary home, rates as of 11/16, NMLS 298191, and rates subject to change.
Zip around the neighborhood, commute to work, or ride the trails on an e-bike. Hi, I'm Randy Carancy, founder of eBike of Colorado. E-bikes are electric bikes that are fun and easy to ride. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. At eBike of Colorado, we have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Just try it. Take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
Do you know what direction the stock market will go? Nope, no one does. But it's extremely important to discover the tools you can use if the market goes up, down, or sideways. These same tools could be used for income strategies or long-term wealth strategies. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 and join us for a free investing class right here at OTA. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 today. Also, check out the podcast, Investing and Trading Live, wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to AM 560 KLZ, your home station.
This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. I know we're a couple of days out here, but hey, Happy New Year to everyone, and we appreciate you listening today and all through the year. And over the last 12 years with Haystack Help Radio, we appreciate it very, very much. I want to thank all of our sponsors as well. But thank all of our listeners. We have enjoyed doing this and look forward to 2023 around the corner. And one sponsor that makes our show very possible is Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. And Dan Johnson joins us, General Manager of Lynn Lyle. So, Dan, man, closing out another year, bud.
Hard to believe. Boy, they're flying by, aren't they?
I know. They say the older you get, you know, time flies. And I think that's a true statement.
I do, too. It's crazy. But here we are. It's almost tax time.
Absolutely. Hey, you know, you and I were talking the other day real quick before we get into a few things here about what's going on there here at the end of the year. Man, when you got started in the business and when you look at what vehicles, not only price, but just what they do today and how they drive and just all the things, man, we could have never dreamed back in the day what all we would be driving today, could we?
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine? I mean, yeah, when they first came with heated seats, heated steering wheel, I go, well, that's just silly. But now I can't live without it. I mean, crank windows, you know, if you're under 21, you don't even know what that means.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You know, if you pulled up with somebody at an intersection, they wanted to talk with you, they'd kind of make that motion to roll your window down, and you don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah. I don't know what you do now. You
just exactly.
Wave your hand or whatever, you know.
For sure.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, the screens, the technology, the, you know, just the information centers on them all.
Yeah.
You know, got a low tire, it's going to tell you. If, you know, something weird happens, it's going to tell you, you know.
Yeah. And then push a button, you know, to four-wheel drive, whatever. Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, yeah, auto four-wheel drive. It's, you know, it's just amazing where technology has gone and where it's going.
Yeah,
you know?
No doubt. For
we're
sure.
We're going to have some electric here pretty soon, and, you know, it's crazy.
I know. Well, hey, I have no HIPAA release. I know that's a medical term, but, man, I picked up a new 2022 Silverado from Dan and traded my other one in and hated to because I love that truck. But, man, Dan, when I've been showing some people some high countries here over these last few weeks, and, man, I couldn't stand it anymore. Those high country. I called
the look in your eye. We had to figure something out.
I know. I called the lady that I'd been helping over the last few weeks, and I said, you just cost me a lot of money making me help you the last few weeks. But, you know, hey, I want to talk about mine because I'll be honest. You know, I did not know the 1500 in the Silverado like that came in, you know, with a diesel.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. I'm telling you, man, it runs great.
Oh, yeah. And you're going to get great
super quiet, you know, too.
Yeah. 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 It's not like you got to turn it off at the drive through or anything like that. I mean, you can't even tell it's diesel.
I know.
Yeah. So, and you're going to really pick up some gas mileage. I know diesel fuel is a little bit more, mm-hmm. but I think overall we've done some cost analysis and, you know, it will pay you, you know, on miles per gallon.
So, absolutely. Well, look, folks, hey, I know these last few years have been insane in every way, in every business, including the auto business. But I'm telling you, the light's at the end of the tunnel here, and some great things going on here at the end of the year, Dan. So kind of enlighten us of what folks can come by and see.
Well, you know, there's a couple of things. We've had a lot of companies that are saying, and I'm no tax guy, but we've had a lot of companies that are calling us saying, hey, I need to buy a truck for the end of the year. And, you know, their accountant says it's 100% write-off. I don't know whether that's true or not, but I know it's a big write-off, mm-hmm. you know, depending on your company. And Chevy, you know, I would scream at them getting the interest rate game, and which you took advantage of. They now have 299 for 72 only till the 3rd of January, though. So,
okay.
You know, I doubt that'll come back, you know, for a little while. So that's a big opportunity, you know. Unfortunately, rates have climbed up, you know, I mean, good credits, 5-7% now.
Mm-hmm.
So 299, as you know, made a big difference.
Oh, huge. Yeah.
Yeah. And the overall interest cost of the vehicle. So, yeah, that's a great deal. So, and I got a lot of trucks out there. You were here yesterday.
I know, man.
Yeah,
it's looking good.
Yeah. So we have inventory and, ready to go. So all hands on deck. I got everybody here for the weekend. Usually this is a real good week for us, you know, various reasons, the whole tax savings. And then plus, you know, a lot of people are off. So they just kind of get it done and, you know, while they're off. And so we're here for you.
Sure. And, you know, hey, you don't just do this for me. I mean, I brought a lot of people there. And, you know, it's nice when you can go in, make a decision, whatever, and, you know, you're in and out of there fairly quickly. I mean, to get everything through the finance office and all that stuff. I mean, you know, I was like 15, 20 minutes in there. So, I mean, this isn't something, folks, where, again, a lot of times people, Dan, have in their mind, you know, the old days at the dealerships and probably even some current days at some dealerships, but not that way at Lynn Lyle.
Oh, I've, you know, talked to plenty of customers and thanking them for their purchase, and they're going, man, I was over at XYZ Motors. I spent 6 hours there and still didn't get it done. And, you know, they're in and out of here. You know, the longest part of a car deal is making a decision, you know, find the right car you want. And then, hey, you know, say, let's work something out on this one. And, you know, we go fast.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. Again, it's Lynn Lyle Chevrolet right off Colfax 225. And now what will be your hours here leading up here to New Year's Day?
Well, Saturday we are open. Sales will be open. Service will be open till 3.
Okay.
And sales till 4.
Sales till 4. Okay.
But we'll be here from 8:30 till 4 o'clock on sales. And I'll let my people go home and have some holiday cheer and
sure.
You know, recover Sunday, I hope, and then back to work at it Monday.
Absolutely. You know, Dan, like I say, brought a few clients over here recently, just looking through some of the different, you know, from Tahoes to I forgot the other, what were we looking at, Equinox or Traverse. Yeah.
Yeah,
man, I'm telling you, those are some nice looking vehicles, man.
Oh yeah, and they like your truck, they have all the great technology. And you know, I mean, I've had a lot of people compare them to the imports, and they go, man, they ride better, they're quieter, they're, you know, much nicer,
mm-hmm.
and they cost less money.
Sure.
So,
yeah, absolutely. And, hey, Dan mentioned service would be open there Saturday till 3, I believe you said. But
yes.
I'm telling you, great service department, folks, and, you know, I get all my service done there as well. And I just want to mention this again, because so many times I think we get locked into that, hey, those fast lube places are the best. And I'm going to say it, they're not, okay, because they're going to do one thing, and that's change that oil and not really look at anything else. And sometimes that's even done improperly, you know, with just the hiring practices of some companies today and all of that. So, hey, trust your vehicle to a trusted dealership. And, again, that is Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. And when they get them in, they look them over, take great care of you, and can get you in for service as well. And I guess we can say, hey, too, what led up to the new truck? Dan got into an accident. A lady hit me on Thursday, you know, the last day it was freezing there. So truck and your body shop. So just want to mention that because, folks, hey, we are into that time of year in these winter months here where accidents can happen. And just want to mention briefly, and we do this every time we talk about the body shop, Dan, but you get to pick where you get your car fixed. And so tell us some of the advantages of getting it done at Lynn Lyle.
Well, I mean, we're on the customer side. You know, there's what they say is, you know, you have a Allstate, State Farm, whoever, they say, oh, take it to our preferred shop. Well, that's kind of letting the, you know, the fox in the hen house. They're, you know, they're in cahoots together. So, you know, we're on the customer side. We're going to put original manufacturer parts on there. You know, we'll fight for, you know, saying, hey, you know, this, it needs to be done to get it back to original. And, you know, I'm telling you, I fight with insurance companies every day trying to shortcut here or there. So, mm-hmm. you know, I can't imagine what these so-called preferred shops, you know, they just go sure. ahead and do what the insurance company says. So, you know, it's just better.
Yeah, no, it is. It is.
And I'm telling you. You go to an independent shop that's not, you know, not a preferred shop with the, you know, insurance companies.
Yep, for sure. Hey, and I want to mention this. I had this written down too, Dan, tires. I mean, boy, you know, this young lady that hit me the other day, I looked at her tires. I'm like, that could have maybe been prevented. I don't know. But I tell you, you guys, you know, carry all the major tire brands and can help people out with tires.
Absolutely. And we have a price match guarantee. So, I mean, I really don't have to actually run into that a lot because
right.
we're usually always, you know, competitive and competitively priced. And, yeah, I mean, all the major brands, you know, Michelin, Firestone, you name it, you know, we can get them. And, you know, we do it all the time. And once again, you know, we kind of take a look around the wheel when we're doing tires and make sure nothing's leaking or anything like that. So we just kind of make sure you're all good underneath where, yeah, I think the tire shops, you know, they're going to put tires on, you know, patch you and say, see you later. So we at least take a look and do a multi-point inspection on them and, you know, just make sure everything's okay underneath.
Sure. All right, last point here real quick. And, hey, if you've got a vehicle, maybe you're looking at the end of the year. Maybe your situation's changed at work. Maybe you got a vehicle you're just not using and you're thinking about, man, I want to sell it, whatever. Dan, kind of tell us how that works.
Just give us a call, you know, come by, whatever. Our checkbook's open. We need used vehicles and, you know, I kind of got down there a little bit, over the past few months because I was a little afraid of the market and now I need used cars bad. So, I will pay, you know, top dollar. So if you have one, I don't care whether you trade it or not, just give us a shot. We'll give you a price on it. And if it works for you, great. If not, we're still friends.
Yeah, absolutely. And folks, I'm telling you, and I'll just end it with this. If you come there and you've got a vehicle to trade or you don't, whatever, you're just looking for a vehicle, I promise you, if you can find a vehicle you like, and I'm trying to think through this, about 14 years here, I can say this, all right? I have never had one customer that we've either sent there through the radio show, a personal friend, whatever, that left over price or negotiation. I'll be honest, I can't even think of a time there's been a negotiation. Hey, Dan is super, super fair. Sometimes I'm looking at him like, you can really do that? I mean, for trades, because, I mean, he gives great value for trade and takes care of you on the purchase as well. After the sale, the service they offer there with their service department, body shop, whatever. Hey, you become a customer at Lynn Lyle, your family, all right? So I'm telling you, great family-owned store. Get by and see them when you go by. Dan sits in a big glass office right in the front, and, you know, a lot of other managers, quote, probably sit way in the back, don't even want to talk to customers till it's time to come out and chase you down to your car. Dan's not like that. So, hey, he'll come out and say hello and help you in any way. So, Dan, we appreciate it, and thank you for all your help and support through yours as well. And, man, thank you for finding me the right truck yesterday. I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, and happy New Year to all the listeners and you and your family and everybody associated with you, Scott. It's been a great year.
Absolutely. All right, bud. We appreciate it, and happy New Year to you and your family as well, sir.
All right. Take care, man.
All right. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll take a quick break and be back with more right after this.
Zip around the neighborhood, commute to work, or ride the trails on an e-bike. Hi, I'm Randy Kranzi, founder of eBike of Colorado. E-bikes are electric bikes that are fun and easy to ride. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. At eBike of Colorado, we have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Just try it. Take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you have been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a juror's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people hear evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one that's hurt, you have a good idea what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals, whom you don't know and weren't witnesses, to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesh understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Do you know what direction the stock market will go? Nope, no one does. But it's extremely important to discover the tools you can use if the market goes up, down, or sideways. These same tools could be used for income strategies or long-term wealth strategies. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 and join us for a free investing class right here at OTA. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 today. Also, check out the podcast, Investing and Trading Live, wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to AM 560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Glad to have Dave Hart in studio. RoofMax, you've heard about him now for quite a while here on KLZ 560. Dave Hart is with us. So, Dave, thanks again for being here.
Thank you for having me.
All right, let's kind of talk about, here's the way I kind of see you as this, with RoofMax. I mean, when you go out, you're trying to save that person's roof if you can.
Absolutely.
Now, we'll also get into here in a minute. If it does need replaced, you can help them with that, so they're not having to make another call. But here's the thing. If they call a regular roof company, they only do one thing.
99%
and their
of time.
Mission to come out there is to replace the roof.
Yep.
You go to a surgeon, a lot of them don't mention rehab a lot because you know what? They're surgeons. They want to cut on you, right?
They're going to send you somewhere else.
Yeah. So with you, I mean, you're saying, hey, look, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. If I can save the roof, we're going to do that. And, man, for five years. And sometimes you can even do it again after that 5 years, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's like you're saying, our mission is to save a roof. You know, in my career, I've replaced well over 3,000 roofs. It's messy. It's a pain in the rear. It just takes a lot more effort on everybody's part to replace a roof. And like I said, if it's a service we can provide, aren't going to meet their needs and the roof needs to be replaced, then we're going to tell them we'd rather put that money towards replacing a roof. And so we can do that as well, whether it be residential or commercial. But the big thing is our first goal is to show up to look at a roof is how do we save this roof? That's in our mind. That's our goal is to do that first. And then, if we come back in 5 years when the initial application warranty runs out and they need it again, there's a lot of times we can do it again. We're looking at, I would say 80% of the roofs that we treat right now, we're getting at least 15 more years of life with a couple applications.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's pretty neat. Yeah.
And you can do commercial or residential.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're looking at one right now. It is a residential home. Specifically, it's got a couple of roofs on it already. So by code, I can't put another roof system over the top. But the customer's looking at spending $50,000 to replace it, and it's not a big roof because it's a very low slope. So we have to do certain types of roofing materials, which are really expensive. But there's an option to go over it with a little bit of foam and then coat that roof for just over half that price and get them another 20-year warranty. So we're not even having to replace, we rip that roof off. And more than likely, we're going to have a lot of decking to replace because it's the original roof is still on the roof, on the roof deck. So when you take that off, it damages a lot of the wood. So we're getting him another 20 years of life out of that roof. That's not a RoofMax product, but that is something else that we can do as well.
Right.
So it's saving him a ton of money. getting him a lot better reflectivity rate on his roof, so it's helping the house stay cooler, saving energy costs, and just peace of mind for 20 more years.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, most homeowners, and I think we've talked about this before, really don't understand what their insurance policy covers for a re-roof.
Yeah.
And you probably had some that looked at you and you said, well, here's what your policy covers and here's what you would owe.
Exactly.
And they're like, you got to be kidding me, because they're probably expecting to pay $2,000 or $3,000, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, even the deductibles are going up. People aren't, you know, overly aware of what's changing there. You know, they think they have a $1,000 deductible, and then an event happens where you make a claim, and now it's $2,500, $3,000. They're going up to half a percent of the value of the home. Some are going to 1%. Some insurance companies are not paying the full actual cash value of the roof anymore if your roof is 10 years old or older. So just a lot of changes in the industry in regards to the insurance companies. So that's why I really enjoy trying to keep a roof alive and on the house as long as we possibly can.
Right.
Just because that's just getting crazy. So, you know, before you're getting paid, you know, an entire amount to replace a $12,000, $15,000 roof, now you may have to come out of pocket with your deductible of, you know, $7,000 or $8,000 to replace it. So it's, things are changing.
Right.
And people just aren't looking at their policies or calling their guys and verifying the coverages and stuff like that. So very important to do that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Once again, Dave Hart is our guest. It is RoofMax. The number to call, ask for Dave. You'll save $250, but only this number can do that. 303-710-6916. It is a free consultation. Dave will come out and take a look and let you know. And in some instances, you've said this before, hey, if your schedule allows, I mean, they call you out, they need the work. Sometimes right there.
Sometimes they can do it right
then
and there.
You can go.
Exactly.
You know, which is cool for everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah, a lot of times I'll take the equipment with me if it's, you know, more than 45 minutes away from my shop. And then that way, if you have the option and I have the time, we can try and do it while we're there. But either way, we'll come back if we have to as well. Not a problem.
Right.
Yeah.
What are you looking at probably for an average roof replacement? Not, and I guess average roof, but just the homes that you see. I mean, what could it run up to now?
Anywhere from $13,000 to $15,000. Last year, that same roof would have been $9,000 to $12,000. So it's jumped up drastically, yeah.
Wow.
And we typically get 3 to 4 price increases a season. And I had 3 or 4 price increases before this even officially started. And I'm getting one about every 6 weeks right now. So they're going crazy. Yeah. Some of our roof coating materials have come down a little bit, but not much. But I've not seen anything else come backwards at all.
Right.
So it just keeps going up.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Let's kind of explain, once the treatment hits, what's it really doing to the shingle?
Okay. Good question. So when we treat the roof, we spray it on. You know, you've seen guys out spraying, you know, lawns with fertilizers and stuff like that. So it's very much the same process, except I'm doing it on a roof shingle. And so once the treatment is applied to the shingle, it soaks into the shingle, kind of like when you have a sponge in your kitchen sink. It absorbs that water and holds on to it. So this product does the same thing. You spray it on the shingle, and for about a half hour, 40 minutes, it looks like you spilled a bunch of milk on the roof. It's a little white, which is just the oils, and then and that soaks in. Once it soaks in, it can rain, it could snow, you won't lose any product. But then from there, it takes about 3 days for it to fully saturate the shingle, and then make it all the way to the seal strips and reactivate those.
Mm-hmm.
So it soaks in like a sponge. It's pretty neat.
Is there any kind of shingle it doesn't work on?
It has to be asphalt.
Yeah. Okay.
Any kind of an asphalt shingle is not a problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Once again, the number, 303-710-6916. Save $250 and just ask for Dave. And you mentioned, on commercial deals, man, I can't imagine the savings this could present to a commercial building, depending on the size.
Absolutely, yeah. So, I mean, even on you know, apartment complexes, townhomes, I was bidding a project in Parker a couple weeks ago. It was going to be about $1.2 million to replace the roofs. The shingles were 20 years old, and we went in there for about 16, I think it was around 16%. So it was about 84% cheaper than replacing the roofs, and look like they're going to get those treated now.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking, you know, $1.2 million and having to do a bunch of assessments with the owners of the townhomes themselves to make up that money, because HOA didn't have $1.2 million.
Yeah.
Or we can go in and, you know, for $170,000 and get them a lot more life out of the roof and additional protection, which they had the money available for that. So, and they don't have to do any assessments or anything else like that to raise more money. So it's kind of a win-win for everybody. And then we do the flat roof coatings. So a lot of commercial properties will have what we call black EPDM roofing. So it's a rubber material. That gets hot. It gets really stinking hot. And those have what's called seams. You know, we can get the rolls in 20-foot wide, 10-foot wide. And the seams over time start to fail. You start to get leaks. And they could be easily repaired, but then we're going in and doing a coating on top of that. So it's white. It's a white coating, so it's got over 90% reflectivity rate, so saving a ton of money on their electric bills in the summertime. And basically, it's the last one I did was about 60% cheaper than replacing a roof.
Right.
So it's really neat. So our goal, again, is just to try and save a roof, residential, commercial. I don't go in looking at it as a way to try and upsell and replace a roof unless we absolutely have to.
Mm-hmm.
But I really enjoy trying to save roofs.
No, and that's one thing, you know, we've heard over and over again from customers over this, you know, year and a half you've been mm-hmm. with our shows and all is, you know, people trust you. And that's what we've told them.
Sure.
Like I say, you did our house, and that's one thing because I don't know.
Right.
But that's one thing that uh-huh. you know, I love about our sponsors. And I know John Rush the same way. I mean, man, you know, we do business with our sponsors. They've done work in our house. And so yep. it's great to have somebody you can trust because I don't want to know about my roof, to be honest with
right.
you. You know, I just want to have somebody like you that I can trust
right.
to
exactly.
say, if I need it, great. You know, if I don't, then it's cool to save. And,
yeah.
and man, this day in time with just our money being very yeah. precious to all of us.
Absolutely.
Why spend that when you don't have to?
Absolutely. And I'm actually even hearing rumors. I have not been able to verify them, so again, it's just a rumor. But with it being 2022 and what we've dealt with the last 3 years, anything does not surprise me anymore. But I'm hearing there's going to be a shortage of shingles. Not that they're not getting manufactured, but they're having a hard time getting the raw goods to the manufacturer to make mm-hmm. them. So there could be a very tough spot here pretty soon, especially if we do get any hail, which in one aspect we've been very fortunate to not have that right now. But if it happens, we're going to be hard pressed to get some shingles.
Right. And I don't know, it's what, a couple of days, 3 days probably to redo a roof, you know, if the weather cooperates mm-hmm. and all. But man, you got all the banging usually on the roof and the mess and
yeah.
the cleanup and the nails in your yard, whatever,
oh, yeah.
from a lot of people. I know you wouldn't leave it that way,
right.
but I mean, it's just a hassle. And so, I mean, man, to come out and get this done in 3 or 4 hours.
Tops,
for,
yeah.
you know, just a fraction, 20, 30% of the cost of a new
Absolutely.
Roof
yep.
and a 5-year warranty.
Mm-hmm.
Written
yeah, it's like a new roof. yeah. It's like a brand new roof again.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. I did one this morning. It was relatively on the small size, but it took me an hour and a half to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good for another 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
Well, give Dave a call. Hey, mm-hmm. don't wait. Now's the time to do it. 303-710-6916. Save $250. Dave's the only guy that can give it to you, so call him. 303-710-6916. Dave, as always, our time goes too quickly,
it
but
does.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you for being with us today for Haystack Help Radio. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.